This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says he's gravely concerned about the escalation of violence in Gaza as well as in southern Israel. He said any further escalation of tensions will endanger lives, deepen the humanitarian catastrophe in Gaza, and undermine support for the return of the Palestinian Authority to the territory. Statement comes after four Palestinians and one Israeli soldier were killed. It happened in violence along the border between Israel and Gaza. An Hamas spokesperson said that the two sides had agreed to a ceasefire, which was largely being respected on Saturday. U.S. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin told reporters in Buenos Aires the Trump administration fully supports the independence of the U.S. Central Bank, or Federal Reserve as it's known, despite the president's critical remarks earlier this week. In Argentina, for a meeting of the G20 finance ministers, Mnuchin said Mr. Trump's comments were not intended to put any pressure on the central bank to lower interest rates. Mr. Trump told CNBC in an interview earlier this week that he didn't like the work that had been done on the economy and to see interest rates going up. He also spoke about the U.S.-EU trade issues.
We said if we don't negotiate something fair, then we have tremendous retribution, which we don't want to use, but we have tremendous powers. You have to, including cars. Cars is the big one.
His comments on the central bank were a break with protocol. U.S. presidents do not normally comment on the workings of the Federal Reserve. This is VOA News. A survey is finding that nearly 1 million people in southern Ethiopia have been forced to flee their home since April due to intercommunal violence in the Gedeo and West Guji zones. Lisa Schlein reporting now from Geneva, where the International Organization for Migration released its report.
The survey by the IOM finds the overwhelming majority of displaced, or more than 800,000, are living in precarious conditions in Ethiopia's Gedeo zone. The rest are in West Guji's Oromia region. It is not known what triggered the outbreak of violence, although disputes over borders and the allocation of pasture and water resources have long been a source of tension between people in Gedeo and West Guji. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
China's President Xi Jinping has started a four-nation visit to Africa and Senegal. He's expected to sign bilateral deals with the country, which has a rapidly growing economy. China has been making investments, loans, and deals with African nations. President Trump says his personal lawyer's taping of their private phone conversations is totally unheard of and perhaps illegal. Mr. Trump was responding to news that his former attorney, Michael Cohen, weeks before the 2016 election, secretly recorded their discussion of a potential payment for former Playboy model Kara McDougal's account of having an affair with Mr. Trump. As AP correspondent Jonathan Lemire reports, President Trump's attorney, Judy Giuliani, is putting his spin on Michael Cohen's recordings.
He confirms that this conversation happened, that Cohen and Trump spoke about 2 months before the election. But first of all, it was brief. And second of all, though a payment to McDougal was discussed, it was never acted upon. And, Giuliani's version, if this were to have happened, Trump would have wanted it done the right way, buy a check so there'd be a record and therefore not be an attempt to skirt some sort of campaign finance law.
AP's Jonathan Lemire. President Trump's controversial meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Helsinki is providing fodder for Democratic candidates running in the U.S. midterm elections, AP's Jackie Quinn.
Democrats are seizing on President Trump's shifting statements about his meeting with Russia's president and how he broached the topic of Russian operatives interfering in the 2016 election. Senator Bernie Sanders at a campaign rally in Kansas.
What an embarrassment it is that we have a president who lies every single day.
Sanders called Trump a bully with migrant children, but
when he came up before Vladimir Putin, he wasn't quite so tough.
Experts from both parties agree that issue alone won't make or break the election for congressional candidates. I'm Jackie Quinn.
This is VOA News.